It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBM Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed in here at 92.1 KMZA, Crit and Profit, down here at White Auditorium in Emporia. Kirk Kelman back in studio. We got Class 1A Division 2 state title action here coming on the way in about the next 15 or so minutes as the Hanover Wildcats, number 2 ranked team in the class and 2 seed here at the state tournament. Taking on your local Axel Eagles of Class 1A Division 2, the ranked number one team in the classification and the number one seed here in this tournament. These two teams have already played twice this season. They first matched up in the TVL Championship game, which Hanover came running away with 75-48, but Axel would respond just a couple weeks later and take on the Hanover Wildcats, winning 65-62. So these two teams, they are 1-1 this year. That win that Hanover had over Axel, that, by the way, that ended a 35-game winning streak, getting back to last year's state title for Axels. Again, they won their second title in program history last year, going 25-1 and a perfect 10-0 in CBL play. They're 27-1 this season, their best winning season in program history, with their most wins, also 10-0 throughout the Twin Valley League, winning the league back-to-back consecutive years. Here for Hanover, they're also 27-1. They went 9-1 in TBL play with that only loss of the year, coming out of league loss to Axel. And you go back to that matchup, you know, it really comes down to Hanover and Axel trying to stay out of foul trouble. You got to keep your players out on the floor for Hanover. It's going to be about Braylon Mine and what he's done this year. He's averaging nearly 19 points a game. For Axel, you got Colin Shaughnessy, the point guard who's averaging 20, the shooting guard who's averaging 22 points a game. So both these teams are going to want to shut down the top scorer, and they're going to want to try to limit what the rest of the lineup can do, because both these teams, you know, they can go about 7 to 8 deep, but it's really going to be what these starting lineups can bring here in tonight's game. We'll give you the starters here after this quick break. We're going to go and talk to head coach Jason Tine with the Axtuga boys. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell. Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Premium coverage continues as you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here, we're with head coach Jason Tine of the Axtell Eagle Boys, moments away from tip-off for the state championship of Class 1A Division 2, with the Axtell Eagles taking on the Hanover Wildcats for the third matchup this time this season. Coach, right now your team has been on a roll through state. You talk last year, your team was averaging a point differential of 20. This year, averaging over 30 points a game. Coach, before we talk about tonight's matchup specifically, you know, how do you feel that your team has handled these last two state games?
You know, I thought we have done a really good job of coming prepared. You know, we talk a lot about we value defense, and that's our forefront, a focal point in practice is just defending, causing havoc a little bit. And, you know, I thought the last two games we've been really good at that, especially our first quarter against Hutchinson Christian. We were a little lackadaisical, but after the second, third, fourth quarters, we held them down pretty well. And then all game against Cunningham, we did a really good job. I think we held them to 28% shooting from the floor, and that's kind of what we want to do is make teams shoot tough contested shots and then get out and run. And so I think done that. And then offensively, we've done a really good job of sharing the basketball, and we've been hitting some shots. I think we're shooting really well in the postseason right from the three-point line. And we have that big guy in the middle that's kind of dominated for us and draws a lot of attention. And so everything's kind of looking good, and hopefully that continues. I know the level of competition will raise up today a little bit. Very good team in Hanover, and so we'll have to be ready, mentally locked in, focused, ready to play.
Yeah, you mentioned the efficient shooting that your team has had, over 50% from the field these last two games, 40% outside the arc. How do you continue to have strong shot selection against this Hanover team in today's matchup?
Yeah, it's just like you said there, it's shot selection. The reason we're shooting so well is they're throwing a lot of double teams at Bogan in the middle and creating open looks for guys on the outside. And, you know, we really emphasize getting the ball inside and then kicking it out. Inside out threes are higher percentage shots, and whether it's off the dribble or whether it's off the swing. And so we want those inside out threes. And it shows lately we've been getting a lot of those, and the kids are making the extra pass, and we're taking advantage of what the defense has given us. And so we just got to keep having a good shot selection, being very IQ heavy on that side of things, because I think shooting percentage really weighs into the type of shot you take. And so when you're taking a contested shot as opposed to a wide-open shot, probably going to shoot a lot better if you shoot that wide-open shot. So we just got to keep doing those and keep shooting with confidence and knocking them down.
Earlier in the week, as Wyatt Detweiler stepped up with an incredible 22-point performance, and then, of course, you had Colin Shaughnessy, who stepped up as well during that last semifinal matchup. Coach, who's going to step up here in today's matchup?
I think, you know, everybody's got to raise their game a little bit. I think that's just, you know, we kind of have that balance where if somebody's off a little bit or somebody's not there, we got to take advantage of what the defense has given us. And so I think, you know, everybody will have to chip in a little bit more than what they typically do. But I think, you know, the big thing is, like, realize that we don't have to be special. I mean, not one hero. Everybody has to do their job and do it to the best of their ability. And then if you're called upon you, if you're the guy that they're leaving open or the guy that they're doubling off of, is you've got to be able to hit that shot and make ways out of it. And I think, you know, all the guys have the confidence. I mean, we've had all five guys be over 20 points this year, one time this year, and so that's not something that not a lot of teams have. And, you know, we've had most of our team averages right around double figures, and then we have Colin and Logan who average up there. But we've been playing well, and I like the trajectory we're rolling. We always say we want to play our best basketball, and I think we're playing our best basketball right now.
Are there any other keys for tonight's matchup here, taking on the Hanover Wildcats in the state championship?
You know, I think transition defense will play. They've been playing a lot faster than what they typically have, and, you know, they've kind of been talking about that a lot in their pressers after the game. They're anything about getting out and running. We're going to have to be good at that aspect of it. And, you know, we being a running team, we kind of know what hurts that. And so we kind of need to be really good at get back in transition. We need to be good at some areas of getting on the glass and kind of being active there, try to slow them down and make sure they stay in and block out. But I think that's a key. And then it's just being disciplined. I think that's a huge key for tonight is just not trying to do too much and just being disciplined and knowing who you are and what we are, and so and staying true to what we value and not get caught up in the moment.
Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck in today's state championship game.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks for all you've done all year long.
That was head coach of the Axel Eagle boys, Jason Tiden. Upcoming is the Class 1A Division II state championship here between the Axel Eagles and the Hanover Wildcats. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. More pregame coverage on the way.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at State.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. This Road to Glory brought to you by Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone. Again, powered by Giant Mobile. Upcoming here, we have our state title matchup for Class 1A Division II down here at White Auditorium in Emporia. I'm Crennan Prophet, Kirk Kelman back in studio with the Hanover Wildcats taking on the Axtell Eagles. A TVL showdown here on the boys' side. Also to follow up on the girls' side as well, as it's Hanover and Lynn girls, a rematch of last season. Of course, we know Axtell, they went to the state tournament last year. They came up victorious over Cunningham 57-39. Hanover, they were apprehended in the quarterfinal round to Elijah Christian 62-57. This is the Hanover team that's been rich with lots of success. They have taken 15 trips to the state tournament. They have seven total state titles, 98, 99, 09, 2010, 15, 17, and 2021, with four runner-up titles in 2000, 08, 18, and a 22. So this is the Hanover culture that knows how to get to this stage, and here they'd like to try to pull up this number two over number one upset here in this state championship. But we know both of these teams have played each other once this season. Both these teams have come away with a victory, with Hanover winning the first matchup between these two teams, 75-48, and Axtell winning the second one, 65-62. All right, let's jump in here into tonight's starting lineups. Both teams 27-1 on the year for the Hanover Wildcats, with my head coach Corey Jensen in his sixth season, 13th overall as a coach, and over 100 wins in his tenure. Braylon Mine, the 6'1" senior guard, who's second in team assists at 3.4 assists per game. He's a first team TVL returner, averaging 18.6 points a game. Cadre Cohurst, a 5'8" junior guard, leads the team with 3.8 assists per game, averaging 9.5 points a game and 4.1 rebounds a game. Cooper Bruna, a 5'10 sophomore guard, is averaging 1.7 assists per game, 11 points per game, and 2.6 rebounds a game. Tanner Bruna, a 6'3 forward, who leads the team with blocks per game, averaging 1 per contest, a second team TVL returner, averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds a game. And then to refine out the starting lineup for Hanover, it's Jack Bruna, a 6'1 sophomore guard, who leads the team with 3 steals a game, averaging 7.5 points a game and 3.3 rebounds a game. So again, for Hanover, it's Braylon Mine, Pedro Cohn, for Bruna, Tanner Bruna, and Jack Bruna. Now for the Axtell Eagles, led by head coach Jason Tynan in his 11th season with the Eagles and his 17th overall year as a head coach, with over 160 wins and one state title under his belt from last season. Axtell Eagles starting lineup here, Landon Schmitz, the 5'10 senior guard, a letter winner returner from last year, is a 2-year experienced player, averaging 7.1 points per game, 3.3 rebounds a game. Joe Weibarger, a 5'10 junior guard, a letter winner returner from last year, who was only averaging 1.5 last year. He averages 8.3 points a game this year with 4 rebounds. He has hit 2 threes in every single state game so far. He's got 34 in the year. Wyatt Detweiler, 5'10 junior guard, who had an impressive 13-point performance on Thursday, but on Tuesday against Central Christian, he had 22 points to lead the team with 5 threes, averaging 8.7 points a game. Colin Shaughnessy, a 6'2 senior guard, an All-State I mentioned, medal winner and first-team TVL player, with over 1,000 points scored on this season, averaging over a 40% shot outside the arc from last year, and he's up to 41% this season with 74 threes on the year, hitting 6 on Thursday in the win over Cunningham, 84-40 for Hanover, for Axtell. And they're finding out the starting lineup. It's Logan Sandman, the Mountain, 6'6" junior forward. And also, I'm going to mention a second team TBL returner, averaging 15 points a game and 6.5 rebounds a game. He had 2 dunks on Thursday. He attempted 4. You can call him Logan Slam Man, because he's going to look for some slams definitely here today. So again, one more time through for Axtell. That's Landon Schmitz, Joe Leibarger, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, and Logan Sandman. Real quick, we're going to take 60 seconds to decide. We'll come back and get ready for the tip-off action. Hanover Axel, state championship class 1 Division 2, here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
In today's economy, you need a banking partner that understands agriculture. From buying the right equipment to finding the best seed to plant in your fields, Elk State Bank in Seneca knows you're making big decisions. In this part of the country, agriculture is more than just a job, it's a way of life. Stop by Elk State Bank in Seneca and let us be your banking partner. We are here to help you. Visit us online at elkstatebank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communication and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Down here at White Auditorium in Emporia, Class 1 Division 2 Boys State Championship here getting on the way with Hanover taking on Axel. Third meeting here this season between both of these teams. Real quick, let's refresh the starting lineups for both teams. With Hanover, the number 2 seed in this tournament, Braylon Mine, Kadra Cowers, Cooper Bruna, Tanner Bruna, and Jack Bruna. And for the Axel Eagles, it's Landon Schmitz, Joe Leibarger, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, and Logan Sandman. Talking to you for the matchup, we talked to head coach Tynan before the game. He said we want to be disciplined. We want to stay patient. We got to be able to keep ourselves in this moment. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Shot selection matters, but also trying to play good offense. This is a Hanover team that's averaging 1.2 points per offensive possession, and they have a defensive turnover rate of 30%. So this is a team that, you know, in recent memory for a lot of Hanover fans is one of the best teams that has hit the floor. In fact, in the quarterfinal matchup against Deerfield, they won 152, which set a state tournament record for Class 1A Division 2 for most points scored by one team in a game. And they went on to nearly tie that same record, or at least tie the old one, with 94 points against Lebo, holding them to 42 points. Both these teams average a point differential of 30-plus. Both these teams have high-flying athletes, and so this matchup, it's going to be very physical. So it's going to be very important that you be disciplined in the moment. Don't get into much foul trouble, because you look back in the previous matchups, we've seen Tanner Bruna get in some early foul trouble, Kedra Cowers, on Shaughnessy, Logan Sandman. These are key guys you want to keep out on the floor for all four quarters of play. And speaking about four quarters, we got four quarters basketball action, 32 minutes, all here on 92.1 KMZA. Credit Profit, Kirk Tillman back in studio. All we do is call championships. Let's get things rolling here down at White Auditorium in Emporia. Hanover will work left to right of your dial. Axel will go right to left. Axel in the all-white uniforms, red and a blue trim with the blue numerals. And for Hanover, it's the all blue, white, and red trim down the sides and red numerals. And here we go on the tip-off, Bruna and Luke and Sandman in the middle. And Hanover will start off with the opening possession. Hanover works with it. Kadra Cowers, left wing, dribbles now off to Bruna. Bruna, he transfers the mine. He dribbles down right lane. Here's the block, and he finishes for two. Hanover strikes first, 20 seconds into the opening quarter. 2-0 over Axel. Detweiler at the top of the timeline. He'll go right to Schmidt. Schmidt is averaging 7.1 points a game this season. Bounce pass to Shaughnessy. Right short corner. Now work to the opposite. Near short corner from Leibarger. Back inside the paint. Shaughnessy, he'll kick out. Schmidt's a three. It's missed from the rim. And making the rebound will be Hanover at the very end. A foul called on Axel. So the rebound will go to Tanner Bruna. It's a three miss from Axel. 7:19 to go in the opening quarter, 2-0. And over Axel, foul was against Landon Schmidt, his first personal, team's first as well. Working left to right, down the dial, past half court now is Braylon Mine. He'll go left lane, he'll drive inside, foul, and that'll put him on the baseline to throw it in. That's the second straight foul here for Axel. First personal for Joe Liebarter, second team, 51 seconds here into the first quarter. 2-0, Hanover Axel. Base set here, thrown in the far corner, Cooper Bruna, and he's gonna get called on stepping out of bounds. That'll be a turnover for Hanover, their first. Hanover only averaging 11.3 turnovers a game. Axel, their offense averages 12.6. Detweiler, pass half court, he'll go to the right to Schmidt. Dribble off his left hand, pass to Shaughnessy, he'll return it left. Detweiler lunges to his left, passes, Liebarter, he looks left, quick zip, Detweiler, Sandman, left block, he'll go opposite shoulder, Schmidt, here's a three, and he'll drain. Landon Schmidt, hitting the first three of the game, it's for Axel. Both are open possessions, has winded with a three-pointer from the outside, but that is the first to hit, and a foul to follow at the end on Joseph Liebarter, his second personal, team's third. With 6:38 to go in the first quarter, Axel has taken the first lead change, up by one here over Hanover, 3-2. But just like we talked with head coach Jason Stein, and this is an Axel team that's got to stay disciplined. They can't get ahead of themselves. They're still getting early foul trouble against a very physical Hanover team. Tanner Bruna, right team. He'll go opposite. Here's a Jack Bruna three. It's off the left of the basket, and it's rebounded by Detweiler. Down the floor, a foul. Or no, excuse me, ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. That'll be the Eagles' first turnover. With 6:17 to go in the first frame here, 3-2, Axel over Hanover. Third matchup that's being between these two teams. They are 1-1 against each other this year. Tossed in, far sideline, Cohorst Mine. He works near the scores table. He'll pass left, nearly at half court, stolen by Sandman, but keeping it alive for Hanover is Bruna. He'll go, quick pass, right side, Bruna, screen set, left elbow, set up to Cooper. He's got a three, and he drains it. Both teams now 1-2 outside the arc. Lead change, Hanover's ahead with it right now. Heinen from the left corner, he drains for three. This is the earliest I've seen Heinen come into a game yet in this postseason for Axel, and he comes in off the bench, makes quick work with that three. He came in for Joseph Liebarter, who's got the early two fouls for Axel. Hanover has it down by one with 5:30 to go in the first frame. Cooper Bruna in the key, dribbles left lane, goes to the basket, misses. Rebound by Shaughnessy. Down the floor, Schmidt stops the right elbow, goes left. Sandman trying to go up the layup. He's in for two. Logan Sandman, the 6'06 junior forward, finishing through. Axel, three-point lead. Cooper Bruna underneath, rebound for Hanover, resets it outside the three-point line. Tanner Bruna, he'll shoot a three from the top of the key, he'll miss, and now underneath, looking for another rebound, Mine, but he can't get the putback. Axel heads down the floor with Schmidt clearing the glass. Axel has it, Sandman in the paint, foul called on Hanover. That'll be their first team foul of the first frame here, with 4:54 to go in this first quarter, 8-5. Axel over Hanover. First personal for Tanner Bruna. Axel run a box set. Shaughnessy will throw it in right side of the glass. He looks to his left side. He'll go over the top. Schmitz will collect it. Right hand palm to the top of the arc. He's looking straight ahead. He jabs to his right. Passes to Detweiler. Detweiler will go off the foot of Cohorst with the ball. And Axel will keep it on the far sideline. Here the Axel crowd with 4:46 to go in the first frame. 8-5. Axel over. Hanover. Schmitz. Darts it to his left. Detweiler picks it up. And now the Shaughnessy, he'll take his first three of the game and he'll get it. Colin Shaughnessy. He has hit 9 threes down the postseason, 75 on the year. And now down the floor, Hanover gets a charge called against him. Axel has now hit 3 straight threes. Schmidt, Heinen, Shaughnessy. After Schmidt missed his first one of the game. That foul was called on Jack Bruna, his first personal, team second, also second turnover for Hanover. Detweiler in the midcourt, now right side, Schmidt, Shaughnessy, he'll go left. Detweiler, pump fake, drives the basket. Left block, cuts inside. There's a stuff by Tanner Bruna. Down the floor, Cooper Bruna. And there's a foul called on Axel at the conclusion of it. Well, what a stuff by Tanner Bruna inside the paint. Made some quick stirring. Well, let's going to recorrect this here. This is going to be here a foul on Colin Shaughnessy. Just had to make sure that it's on Axel here. Yes, it is. That'll be Shaughnessy's first personal, team's fourth for Axel as they lead 11-5 over Hanover with 4:17 to go in the opening quarter. Left to right your dial. Coherus passing the mine. Far corner, back court, working it down the floor. One-on-one on Clayton Heinem. Mine, near side the scorer's table. He'll dribble it left. Left hand, screen set, elbow, block. Spins it around, calling a travel. And over three turnovers in the first quarter now. With 4 minutes, 3 seconds to go. 11-5, Axel over Hanover. Axel, last two meetings against Hanover, they have primarily trailed in most of the quarters. Including that first one where they lost by 20 plus. Here, Shaughnessy under the baseline. He'll use the backboard for a reversal. Axel now up 13-5. And in that second matchup, it took a while before Axel turned on the jetpack. Here's the third meeting. Fastest looking underneath. Cooper Bruna missed. Rebound Schmitz down the floor. Detweiler, right seam. He'll retreat to the top of the arc. Now he'll go to the left wing. Pass inside, Shaughnessy, one-on-one on Bruna. Short corner, pass out, Detweiler, inside move. Now a foul. Nope, they're going to say jump ball. But that possession error will stick with the Eagles. 3:23 to go in the opening quarter, 13-5. Axel still over Hanover. From the baseline, Shaughnessy throws it in right. Detweiler, Schmidt, left seam. He'll dribble it right-handed to his right side, working man-to-man. Now he'll jab it back left, missed the layup, and underneath the basket, rebound by Jack Bruna, his first. Down the floor, Bruna. He tries to cut up on him, but misses. Shaughnessy makes the rebound. Down the floor. Right wing, Heinen, Shaughnessy. Quick pass, Sandman, pump fake, to the basket, misses the layup. Underneath, rebounded by Mine. Mine, the 6'1 senior, takes this one down the floor. Over 300 points scored this year. The foul called on Axel. That's now double bonus. That'll send Hanover, Braylon Mine, up the free throw line for two. Clayton Heinen just picked up his first personal as the team just picked up their fifth. 2:51 to go in the opening frame, 13-5, Axel over Hanover. Mine, here at the free throw line, looking to shoot two. His first one is up and through the basket. Mine this season is shooting around 75% from the charity stripe. Shoots nearly 60% from the field, over 30% from outside the arc. One of the top players here for Hanover as a first-team TBL returner. His next free throw on the way. Miss off the rim. He goes one of two. Rebound by Heinen. Axel takes it down the court with Detweiler. A point guard here this team. Quarterback also from the fall season for football. He'll return next year as just a young junior. Shaughnessy, Detweiler, right wing, jab step, right side, turnover. Yep. Detweiler on the travel. Gets the ball back to Hanover. Second turnover of the game for Axel. 2:36 to go in the first period, 13-6. Axel over Hanover. Hanover will throw it in from the far boundary. Both teams have applied a man-to-man pressure against each other. These are two of the best teams here in the state. It's the 1 and the 2, Axel and Hanover. Rankings and seedings. Hanover number 2, Mine drives right side, misses the layup. Shaughnessy picks up the board, down the floor, Detweiler, right wing. Looks to his right, passes to Schmidt, deep corner. In for a pass, he finds his outlet to Detweiler. He'll return it to Schmitz, right wing, send it out. Now the Sandman at the top of the arc. Left wing, three from Detweiler, miss, and at the end, a foul called on Axel. A good sportsmanship at the very end. It's Schmitz who ran into Braylon Mine, and he'll pick up the foul, but at the very end, he picked him up. Schmitz, that's his second personal. Team sixth foul here of this quarter. Double bonus, of course, here for Axel as they send Hanover up to the free throw line for a pair. Back at it is Braylon Mine with 2:03 to go in the first period, 13-6. Axel over Hanover. Braylon Mine, his first free throw on the way, and it's pure as silk. Substitutions for Axel. They'll bring in Joe Leibarger back in with his two personal fouls. They'll take out Landon Schmitz, who's got two personal as well. They'll go to the bench. Braylon Mine looking to try to get his second one, his peer through as well. It does. Braylon Mine now 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. It's 13-8. Axel up by 5 for Hanover with 1:56 to go in the first quarter. Leibarger, Shaughnessy, Detwater, left seam. He looks to his left, spins it around, gives it to Heinen, Leibarger, Shaughnessy, right block, 2 foot from it. He'll spin around and fire on a fadeaway, and he'll can it. Shaughnessy, 7 points in this first quarter, 3 rebounds. He wants the state championship to end his senior season. Bruna, right lane drive, misses, rebound Shaughnessy. Down the floor, left wing, Leibarger, jab step, inside drive, bounce passes it to Sandman. He gets his own put back. And puts it in for two. Fucking Sandman. A big rebounder off the board. 140 rebounds on the season, averaging 6.5 per game. Snags that put back. Hanover has it. Right block, step inside. Mon using the backboard off the post up. He's going band to band here with Colin Shaughnessy with 7 points in the first quarter. Sandman down the floor. He is fouled for two. Well, that's a strike to Sykes down the court on the fast break for Axel. Hanover has it. Covers right wing, drives inside. He's got a lane you can drive a truck through, but he loses his ball. And they're going to get a tie-up on the floor. Hanover will keep the possession with 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 19-10, Axel over Hanover. Jack Bruner will come out. Cooper Bruner will step in for Hanover. Hunter Kikafer will step in. Bruna's been. Bruna gets at the top of the arc. He'll fire off a three. It'll bounce off the front rim, and it'll be rebounded by Detweiler. Down the floor, he'll take it. Left wing, left side. Now flinging out to the right opposite. Heinen, Shaughnessy, short corner, spinning around. Dishes it. Left side, Leibarger, dribble in, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hanover. The Wildcat side will disagree. And Axel will have an inbound. Box set. Shaughnessy. Throw it in. Nope. Scratch that. He'll walk out and he'll... Detweiler will throw it in instead. He's looking to pass it over the top. Find Sandman. Left elbow. Here's Shaughnessy. He'll make a quick look up at the clock. He sees 20 seconds. He'll drive. And a foul call on Hanover. No shot clock here in Class 1 Division 2 in this state championship boys matchup. Foul called on Tanner Bruna. His second personal. He got a lot of foul trouble in that last matchup against Axel, where Axel won 65-62. 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 19-10. Axel over Hanover. Line set. Vertical right in front of Detweiler. He's got a quick, easy pass into Schmidt. He was wide open. No one was there on the defense. And now, Axel has an 11-point lead, their largest here over Hanover, with 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Line, Bruna, right corner, dribbles into the key, loses the ball. At the very end, it's picked up by Schmidt. He throws it behind him, Shaughnessy, but unfortunately not able to take advantage. But he'll take the turnover to end the quarter. Axel with momentum, heads into the second period. 21-10 here over Hanover. We'll return after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Kansaland Radio.
We open the second quarter on 92.1 games, EA 21-10, Axel over Hanover. Axel starts off with the ball to begin the second quarter. They shot 60% from the field in the opening quarter, 9 of 15. Well, Hanover went 3 of 13 for 23%. Axel, left wing, puts it to Sandman. Here's Shaughnessy, right seam, 3 on the way from the heel, rebounded by Coherst. Down the floor, working with it. Coherst, left elbow, drives to the basket, and he is fouled on the floor. That'll be called on Axel, and Axel continues to stay in foul trouble in this game. It may have been on the beneficial side here of the shooting start this first half, but they have been in some hefty foul counts with Detweiler picking up his first, thankfully for him. Underkick Afer off the inbound, left elbow, trips, gets it to his teammate, or tries to. Here it is, Slavicek. The ball is out of bounds. They're going to say his last touch on Hanover. Brody Slavicek comes out to check in for Hanover to begin the second quarter. The 5'11 junior. Axel takes it down the floor with Wyatt Detweiler, also Leibauger, Shaughnessy, Sandman, and Schmidt. The starting lineup here to return on the floor for Axel to begin the second quarter. Detweiler, right wing. He passes it left. Leibauger, Schmidt, left seam. He opened up the three-point contest today here for Axel, hitting his second three, or his second attempt for a three. Sandman, Schmidt, left seam, drives in, kicks out Detweiler. Shoulder against the defender. Kicks it, Leibauger, Sandman, stay inside the paint, kick out. Here's Schmidt, wide open three. He sails it way short of the basket. Schmidt now 1 of 3 outside the three-point line. 6:48 to go in the second quarter. 21-10, Axel over Hanover. Like I was saying, Axel, they had missed their first three of the game with Schmidt, but then after he hit his second attempt, Colin Chauncey followed and Clayton Heinen. Hanover, kick Afer, 9, left elbow, drives right side now, kicks out, the near corner, shot up by Coherst is missed. Down the floor, Detweiler off the rebound, gets to Schmitz, he'll throw it behind him to Shaughnessy, but it's taken away by Coherst for a steal. Down the floor, foul at half court, called on Axel. Axel's foul concerns continue to arise. Picking up the first personal for Logan Sandman. Team second, 6:21 to go in the second quarter. Cooper Bruna comes in for Jack Bruna. For Hanover. Hanover with the ball, 6:18 to go in this first half. Down by 11 to Axel. Left wing, here's a shot up by Cooper Bruna. Missed off the left of the rim and rebounded underneath by Schmidt. Hanover in that first quarter went 1 of 4 outside the arc. They've still yet to hit one in this second. They've attempted a few though. Shaughnessy, Schmidt, left side drive, on the block, kicks out to Shaughnessy. He'll hook it to his right, Leibauger. Drive, right, Emporia logo, now left, Schmidt. Man-to-man defense from Hanover. Detweiler, top of the arc. It's reset. Now back to Schmidt, left side, Sandman. 5:40 to go in the first frame, 21-10, Axel over Hanover. Schmidt, left wing, here's a three on the way from the heel, rebounded by Sandman with a quick putback, and there's the mountain coming up underneath. He's avalanched 8 points here in the first half. He's got 302 points on the year, 304 points on this season, excuse me. And now, down inside the paint, they're going to get a travel call on Braylon Mine. The Hanover Wildcats have struggled with turnovers. With 5 now on the half, 5:17 to go, 23-10 here in the first half. Axel over Hanover. Largest lead for Axel here. Detweiler at half court. Bounce passes left side, picked up in front of the elbow. Schmidt, quick pass inside Shaughnessy, but taken away by Braylon Mine. His first steal. Down the floor for Mine. He passes to Bruna, now to Cooper, back to Tanner, return to Bruna. Cooper drives right elbow, right block. He's fouled by Axel, and that'll send Cooper Bruna up the line to take two. Cooper Bruna, he's got the only three this game for Hanover from that first quarter. Also two rebounds. Cooper Bruna, who averages 11 points a game, 2.6 rebounds a game. Cooper Bruna will look to take a pair here. Down by 13. Against Axel, his first one. On the way, Pure Silk. 23-11. Axel over Hanover by 12 with 4:49 to go in this second quarter. Cooper Brunner at the free throw line on his second take now. And that one is on the way and through as well. Cooper Brunner now 5 points on the half, two boards. Axel takes back over. Wyatt Detweiler, far side of the floor. Now past the timeline. Right hand dribble pickup. Now to Shaughnessy. He sets, fires a three, and it's off the right side of the glass and rebounded by Hanover. Down the floor, Kadra Covers, quarterback of Hanover. He'll drive left line, baseline, under the basket, bounce pass behind him. Tanner Bruna, what a setup by Kadra Covers. Let's see, fancy assist. Brings it to a 9-point game. Axel still ahead with the ball. Shaughnessy, Sandman, Schmidt to the basket. He'll drive. It'll miss the easy bunny. Mine down the floor at the third board. Cooper Bruna, pass to him, taken away by Shaughnessy. His first steal. Sandman, Detweiler, 4 minutes now to go in the second frame. 23-14, Axel over Hanover. Leibauer, pump fake, inside Shaughnessy, one dribble step, misses his first, looks for the put back, misses that second shot, and the rebound by Hunter Kikafer. Down the floor, timeout called by head coach Corey Jensen for Hanover. First timeout taken by any team in this matchup. 3:49 to go in the second frame, 23-14. It's Axel over Hanover. We're going to take 30 seconds. We're back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JPN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. First time out, taking the game here for either team is by Hanover. They have the ball with 3:44 to go in the second period. 23-14, knocks over Hanover. Braylon Mott, top of the arc, bounce pass inside. Bruna, kick out. Tanner, here's a three from the left wing. Miss, inside. Drive by Tanner Bruna. He'll rattle that in. 7 foot from the basket. Now Axel will take it down the floor with Detweiler. Inside pass, Sandman picks it up, right high post, drives in the paint, passes to his right, and they're going to call Sandman on a travel. Axel only has 2 turnovers in the first quarter. Now here they pick up their first in quarter two with 3:21 to go. 23-16, Hanover only trailing by 7. They trail 1 point by 13. Hanover has it. With Braylon Mine, he drives to his left, passes to Jack Bruna, to the top of the arc. Mine, now, low block, left side, spinning in the paint. Tanner Bruna misses, rebound by Sandman. Down the floor, Schmidt, Flybarger, jab step, right side. Now puts out the Sandman. He'll dribble in, kick out, Flybarger a three, off the right rim, short corner picked up by Cooper Bruna. Down the floor, Hanover, Bruna left elbow, dribble down to the basket. Now he bounced passes it back out between a couple defenders. Axel, they switch things up. They're in a 2-3, and a three here made by Jack Bruna. Second three of the half here by Hanover. Axel has it. Shaughnessy, left block, kicks it out, opposite side. Here's a three by Detweiler. Missed underneath, though. Detweiler makes his own rebound after his missed three, and that's the hustle of the 5'10 junior guard. And Wyatt Detweiler picking up his first points in a mighty way. Here's Jack Bruna, drives underneath, reversal, he's fouled. And Jack Bruna will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. The foul was against Joe Leibarger, his third personal, team's fourth. Hanover, they have done a nice job staying resilient here in the first half with no fouls in the second quarter. Only had a handful in the first. First free throw on the way and through for Jack Bruna. He's got 4 points here in the last 60 seconds. Clayton Heinen, he has to come back in for Axel. And for placement, Joe Leibarger. Heinen, he only averages 2.6 points a game. Less than 100 points scored on this season, but don't underestimate him. He's a high-flying player. Will definitely be a top player when he comes back his senior season, potentially a full-time starter. Jack Bruna, he takes his second three, and it's through the basket. He goes 2 for 2. A 4-point game, Axel ahead, overhand over 2:10 to go in the second period. Schmitz, right foot jab, now Detweiler, Sandman, Shaughnessy, Detweiler, left corner, here's a three on the way, he rattles it in like a bullet in a tin can. Wyatt Detweiler, he's now fighting some fire. He's had 5 points in the last two possessions for Axel. And over takes it down the floor. Cooper Bruno takes a three off the right part of the rim. And believe it or not, Detweiler in the action. Shaughnessy down the floor. Here's a three. It bounces right off the rim. And a foul at the end called on Axel. I think they're going to get that on Wyatt Detweiler, who punched a hand at the end. Oh, excuse me. They're going to get that on Clayton Heinen. That's his second personal. Team's fifth of the second frame. So a lot of players here in some foul trouble for Axel. Two on Schmidt, three on Liebarger. One apiece for Detweiler, Shaughnessy, and Sandman, and now two here on Heinen. 1:40 to go in the second period, 28-21. Hanover down by seven to Axel at the free throw line. Cooper Bruna, he'll take his first one. Nice backspin through the rim it goes. Cooper Bruna here, 6 points on the half, three rebounds. Official stats here at the halftime. Halftime show coming up brought to you by Highland Community College. Next free throw on the way by Bruna. Rolls off the left side of the basket. Picked up by Sandman as Bruna goes 1-for-2. Sandman, top arc, flies it left, Heinen. Heinen dribbles to his right. Now to Detweiler. Sidesteps now left. Shaughnessy, Schmidt underneath. Pump fakes, and he'll be called on a travel. Second turnover of the quarter for Axel, fourth on the half. With 84 seconds to go in the first half here. 28-22, Axel over Hanover. Traylon Mine, Hunter Kikafer, back to Mine. He'll work it left to right, down the dial. Hanover at half court. High out, right wing, passes to Bruna. Now back to Mine. He drives right elbow, underhand pass to Tanner. He'll drive inside. 2 foot from the left block. Now kick it up to the top of the arc. Return to Jack Bruna. Here's a three. It rattles in. Jack Bruna, 8 points here in the second quarter. 2 threes. Clayton Heinen, baseline, drops it back out to Sandman, far corner. He'll jab right. He'll turn around, go to the basket. He'll fight. He's fouled. He'll go up and shoot two. At the free throw line, Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior forward. He had 6 points in the first quarter, 8 here on the half with 4 rebounds. He is down to the glass here in the second quarter with 3 boards. Fouls against Tanner Bruna. He picks up his third personal. First free throw on the way for Sandman. It is weaved through the netting. Sandman looking to make himself double digits with 44 seconds to go in the second frame. Up by 4, Axel over Hanover, 29-25. Sandman, next free throw here on the way. It's off the heel and rebounded by Jack Bruna. Down the floor. Right wing, dribbles inside, 1-on-1 on Shaughnessy, 23-on-23. Now Kikafer, Cooper Bruna, drives right side, little underhand action, he goes in for two. Cooper Bruna, 5 points in the second quarter, 8 points on the half. 2-point game, Axel still ahead, 22 seconds to go in the first half. Shaughnessy drives baseline, kicks to the top. Detweiler, three, missed. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by Axel. Fifteen seconds to go in the second period. A 2-point lead for Axel. 3 lead changes in this game, all from the first quarter. Axel was up early, 23-10 here at one point in this quarter. Going up 21-10 here coming into this second period. Mine dribbles right side to the block, floats it to the basket, missed, and that'll conclude our first half. 29-27. It's Axel over Hanover. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back here for a halftime show. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company. Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is your health a top priority this year? It's time to check in. The Sabetha Community Hospital invites you to our annual health fair, Saturday, April 4th, at the main event in Sabetha. From 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., join us for free health screenings, informational booths, and low-cost lab work. Plus, don't miss our great speakers, surgeon Dr. Samuel Bruna and social media favorite Trooper Ben. Your wellness matters. We'll see you there on April 4th.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, you're locked in here to our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, on the highlandcc.edu. We got about 7 minutes until we start second half action here down at White Auditorium in Emporia for Class 1A Division 2 State Championship action here, boys' side. Hanover, Axel, right now Axel leads by 2, 29-27 here over Hanover. Let's break down the first half. Axel outscored Hanover in the first quarter, 21-10. So they were outscored by Hanover in the second quarter, 17-8. Again, the big differences here on the half for both teams. Axel, they're out-rebounding Hanover, 19-16. They have one less turnover. You look at the at what's outside the arc right now. Axel is 4-14 outside the three-point line. At one point, they were 3-4, but since then, they are 1-10. So Axel starting to get a little stale there on the shots, mostly so in that second quarter. As in the first quarter, Axel hit 3-5 from the arc, and from the second quarter, they went 1-9. And then you look at Hanover, they are 3-10 from outside the three-point line. Hanover 8-10 at the free-throw line, while Axel's only taken one trip to the line so far in this game. Outs from Logan Sandman when he went 1-2. Both teams got 2 steals. Axel has 9 assists. Hanover's only got 5. So again, you look at kind of stats alone here, and you include, and you look at everything except for free throws, you're saying, well, Axel is doing a great job. You look at the half, they're shooting 41%. Hanover only 33. What's the big difference? Well, it's the fouls. And that's what Jason Tynan called out in our pregame interview we had with them, is staying disciplined, being able to stay in the moment and not getting ahead and playing a different game than what we need to. And right now, that's unfortunately what Axel has put themselves into. They're in a position where a lot of their players are in early foul trouble. They sent Hanover up to the free throw line 5 times in the first half. Bear in mind, went 3-4 from the free throw line. Cooper Bruna, he went 3-4 as well. As Jack Bruna, he went 1-2. So, big difference here in this halftime for both teams. Hanover, you know, they started the game off pretty stale in that opening quarter, only shooting 3 of 13 from the field. But then that second quarter, they got a little hot. They started hitting a little more. But, of course, what they were able to do at the free throw line kind of unjammed them and got them into a better position where they were starting to feel a little more comfortable. Hitting those mid-range jumpers, hitting those shots to the basket. I mean, start this game, Hanover, they were missing layups. And most, and that's not something you very often see from this Hanover team. They're very well disciplined. They're very aggressive. They're decisive strikers to the basket. So it's not very often you see this team come out and shoot under 50% to begin a quarter, as they just have such good inside driving game. But they didn't start off on the right note for them. So this third quarter, you've got to expect that Hanover's going to come out, keep that intensity, keep that tempo, but they're going to start upping that shot percentage. They're going to start hitting those easy bunnies, those easy baskets. Axel, they have to start settling down a little bit, keeping the fouls lower. Hanover, they only had one foul in the second quarter and only three in the first quarter, only four fouls on the team total. Well, Axel has picked up over 12 team fouls. Lyman Schmidt, he's got two personal. Leibauger's got three. Detweiler, Shaughnessy, and Sandman all with one. And Clayton Heinen with two. So Axel's got to be balanced in the second half if they want to win back-to-back state class 1A Division II titles and hang their third banner in program history. All right, 3 minutes aside. We'll be back here for Class 1A Division II state action. You're listening to Giant Communication, JBN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you. Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design. When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becca Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride harder, ride ready.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We roll into second half action here on 92.1 KMZA. Axel 29, Hanover 27, boys class 1A Division II state title. Starters here for the start of the second half, Hanover, Braylon Lyon, Kendrick Coers, Cooper Bruna, Tanner Bruna, and Jack Bruna. In for Axel, it's Wyatt Detweiler, Logan Sandman, Colin Shaughnessy, Landon Schmitz, and Joe Leibarger, both team coming back out with their initial starting lineup. Hanover will start with the ball to begin this second half in the third quarter. On the way, Coherst, right wing, center Bruno, right elbow, back to Coherst. He'll drive in that right high post, bounce back to down low. Bruno fights for the basket, misses the shot. He gets his rebound, goes back up, misses the second try, and the rebound's picked up by Sandman. Down the floor, Schmidt, right seam, quick zip, out to Leibarger. He steps back outside the arc, down to Schmidt. Bounce pass in to Shaughnessy, in the paint, kicks it near corner, drive inside, Leibarger tries to use the backboard, misses, and underneath the basket, rebounded by Jack Bruna. Hanover takes it down the floor, Braylon Mine with an easy bunny. Braylon Mine is incredible when it comes to posting up and driving. He's got 9 points now in the game, 3 boards. Axel controls it with Schmidt. Tied game, 29-all. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shaughnessy to the basket. He lays it in for an easy two. Sean Shaughnessy gets his first point since the first quarter where he scored 7 in it. He's now at 9 in the game. Matched 1-on-1 with Braylon Mine. Here with it, Hanover. 3 from the corner. It's in for Cooper Bruna. And Hanover has retaken the lead on a Cooper Bruna 3. And a turnover called on Axel. They give it right back up to Hanover. Momentum sways. Wildcats on top by 1. 32-31 over Axel with 6:36 to go in this third frame. Hanover to throw it in. Cager Coherst. He's dialing to his right. He'll pass it. Cooper Bruna fires the 3 from the corner. Missed and rebounded by Sandman right in his breadbasket. Down the floor. Shaughnessy fights to the basket. Loses the ball. They'll call a foul on Hanover. That'll send Shaughnessy up to the line to shoot 2. Again, the key here in this second half for Axel is to stay balanced, to not foul. They had 12 team fouls in that first half. They got to calm it down here in this second. They had 11 team fouls from the first half. And Tanner Bruna, he'll get subbed out of this game. He's got his 4th personal foul. Coming in for him will be Hunter Kickafer, as Colin Shaughnessy is at the free throw line to take 2. Shaughnessy, 9 points on the game. He can become our first double-digit scorer this matchup. Here is his first free throw. On the way, it's Pierre Silk. That's also his first free throw made in the game. He's at 10 points, 5 boards, a steal. 71-85 on the season from the charity stripe. He's an incredible free throw shooter as his next one drips in too. He's now at 4 points in the third quarter. Down the floor, fast break. Cooper Bruna fade away from the right block. Missed. Rebounded by Sandman. Down the floor, Shaughnessy. Close up, left block, shot, missed. Sandman underneath, spins around, tries to throw it up. And they are going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow tapped in for Axel. With 6:10 to go in the third frame. Axel right now ahead by 1, 33-32. 5 lead changes in this game. Detweiler looks to his right off the box set. Now fires left, Shaughnessy. Sandman in the paint, working against 3. Foul called on Hanover. That's exactly what Axel wants to do here in the second half, is start drawing more fouls from that Wildcat side, especially when you have a 6'6" post that can work it hard down low. Axel has the inbound. Box set. Shaughnessy. Sandman. And 1. The Mountain coming through. He's now in double digits with 11. Logan Sandman crashing the boards hard so far in this game. He's got 11 total points and 6 rebounds. Sandman taking his first one here at the free throw line. On the way, it is good. 101 for the and 1. Axel now back up by 4. Hunter Kickafer, left wing, drives inside. They're going to get a kick at the end. Called on Axel. Possession stays with Hanover. 5:58 to go here in the third period, 36-32. Axel over Hanover. 4-point lead. Hanover will dish it in with Cager Coherst under the glass, right side. He's looking to his right, peeks in front, finds Cooper Bruna, left seam. Bruna looks to his right, jabs left, pump fakes, dribbles in, kicks out Jack Bruna. returns it to the timeline, under his leg, still drive, left side, now to Bruno, corner, dribble in, sidestep action. Wow, what a fancy move by Cooper Bruno to finish for two. He's got 5 points in the third quarter. He's also hit double digits in this game with 13. He leads all scoring. Sandman underneath, looks for a reversal, misses, down the floor, it's Kager Cohurst. Left seam, drive, elbow, block, floats it, misses, Sandman collects. Down the floor now, Sandman out, 8 boards on the game. Sandman at the top of the arc, he's looking to his right, passes that way to Detwiler, pump fake, pass down low, Shaughnessy, fadeaway, short corner, near side, missed, rebound by Kikafer. Down the floor, past the timeline, right side, Wolf behind him, kicks it to his right, Mine, now corner wing, drive inside, Cohurst, jumper, missed, rebound by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, 6 boards on the game. Puts it down, far corner, Schmidt, a three, bounced off the left rim, and picked up underneath by Mine. 4:46 to go in the third period, 36-34, Axel over Hanover. Mine, top of 3-point line, left-hand dribble to the seam, to the wing, screen set by Cooper Bruna. Mine still handling, Mine who averages 18.6 points a game, and with Mine, Hanover will call a timeout, their second of the game, 3 remaining, Hanover's got 5. Hanover's actually yet to use a single timeout in the postseason state tournament yet, so it'll be interesting when they use their first. 4:34 to go in the third quarter, 36-34, Axel Hanover. We're back in a full 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming out of the second timeout, the game called by Hanover. 4:30 to go in the third, 36-34. Axel over Hanover. Here, Jack Bruna, right wing, dribbles it back, left hand dribble, drives down the middle aisle. He floats it left hand, misses on the basket. Sandman picks up his 9th rebound of the game. Schmidt. Left wing, Sandman top arc, now right to Detwiler, extended to the outside. Now back to Schmidt, Leibauger left wing. He looks to his left, zips it, Detwiler top key, now right to Schmidt. Bounce pass inside, right block, Sandman kicks out Shaughnessy. A down the aisle three, missed, rebounded by Hunter Kikafer. Down the floor, Cooper Bruna is wide open. Like a thief in the night, Cooper Bruna snuck past everybody to get down the floor. Axel now has it, and a travel is called. Larkin maybe a little too quick there. 36 all game. We're in the third frame, 3:47 to go. Class 1 Division 2 state championship down here in White Auditorium in Emporia. Hanover works right to left of your dial. Kager Coers takes it down the floor. Hanover in the blue uniforms, red numerals, Axel in the white uniforms with blue numerals. Hunter Kikafer, high out, left wing, now to Bine, drives. Right elbow, loses the ball from his right hand. It's picked up by Shaughnessy. Down the floor, fast break here. Schmidt underneath, foul called on Jack Bruna. That'll be his second personal. Team's fourth. Well, Axel is battling back and forth third quarter. And one thing they've done really well here is they have had zero fouls. And that is the most important thing here. As Schmidt will look to take the lead back for Axel. 36 locked, 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Free throw on the way and nailed for Landon Schmidt. Landon Schmidt down 6 points on the game. 1 point lead for Axel. Schmidt's trying to make it two. His second free throw of the contest is up and through the netting. An easy two for two. He's 24 of 36 now on the year. 3:20 to go in the third period, 38-36, Oxford over Hanover. Left elbow, mine, dribbles in the key, kicks right. Here's a wide open three from the team, off the heel, missed by Covers, rebounded by Detweiler. Down the floor, Schmidt, baseline, far side, now Shaughnessy, dribble into the basket, misses underneath, though, rebound for a book bag. Logan Sandman, he's got a double-double. Over 10 points scored on the game, 5 in the third quarter, 14 total. 10 rebounds. The mountain is coming up huge here for Axel in this state game. Hunter Kickafer with it. Right wing, just a little inside. Out to Bruna, far corner. He'll dribble short. Down to mine. Jab right, cut left, to the elbow. Spin inside the paint, 10 foot from the basket, excuse me, 6 foot from the basket. And they get a foul on Axel. That'll be their first team in this third quarter. Who it is on, that'll be on Colin Shaughnessy, his third personal. We'll see, do they take Shaughnessy out here? Do they keep him on the floor with this three personal? Looks like he'll stay out on the floor. Mine, his first free throws, weave to the basket. Mine now with 10 points on the contest himself. 40-37, Axel over Hanover. Mine looking to make it a two-point game. His second free throw on the way. It bounces in and out. He goes one of two. Sandman has a little bit of rebound. Down the floor, Leibarger underneath, trying to set up Schmidt. Well, now he's going to hit it. Down the floor after the turnover. Underneath, Cooper Bruna runs it in with an incredible fast-break drive. Hanover within one. 2:16 to go in the third frame. Leibarger, Schmidt, looks to his left, bounce passes, Sandman, baseline, and they're going to get an offensive charge called on Logan Sandman. That is huge. I think that is Logan Sandman's second foul. Yes, it is. That's the team's second as well. 2:09 to go in the third frame, 40-39, Axel over Hanover. Hanover works right to left down your dial. Axel is in the tight man-to-man pressure down the full court. Hanover with Kedrick Covers. It's 2-on-2 with Covers on Schmidt. That's the numbers. Covers drives down low, bounce passes to Kafer, and they're going to get a foul at the end called on Axel. That'll be Joe Leibarger. That is his fourth personal of the game. He'll step out, and Logan Sandman will come in. But a minute 58 to go in the third period. Sandman, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, Schmidt, and Bill Leibarger all out on the floor for Axel. Hanover throws it in, off the foul on the floor. Kickafer, Cooper, Bruna, right elbow, flips it out. Right wing, now the top of the arc, pump fake mine. He dribbles to his right, cuts it to the elbow. Back against the defender. Schnell shoulder against, spins to the basket, fires inside, he's got the and one. Braylon Mine, 5 points here in the third quarter. 12 on the game. Foul will come again. Wyatt Detweiler, his second personal. Both teams now with four fouls in the third quarter. I was kind of bragging there a second ago that Axel had been really patient, disciplined in this third period, but just like that, in the matter of 2 minutes, they pick up four fouls. Mine, his free throw ran one on the way. It bounces off the front rim, falls through. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Shaughnessy down the floor. A bunny, he misses. But they get a foul at the very end. Called on Axel. Oh no, if that's on Shaughnessy, that's going to be dangerous. That'll put him on his fourth foul, but let's check it. No, it's going to be on Bill Leibarger. That's his first. That's massive for Axel. 1:37 in the third frame. 42-40. Hanover over Axel. To Gaper up at the free throw line. Hanover took the lead back off Braylon Mines. Bucket and one. Now to Gaper at the free throw line. His first one bounces out. Oh, and Axel is succeeding with in the first 6 minutes, 5 minutes here this quarter. They have roughed themselves up back on, and that's been these fouls that have kept Hanover here in this game. To Gaper, his next free throw rattles in and out of the basket. He goes 0-for-2. Axel takes it down the floor, down by two. 90 seconds to go in the third frame. Detweiler looks to his left, to Shaughnessy. Quick pass inside. Sandman Schmidt steps in wide open. Three! He nails it! Landon Schmidt, his second three of the game, 14th on the year. Axel, they reclaim the lead. Seven lead changes in this game. State title, Class 1 Division 2. 1:10 to go in the third quarter. Sidestep inside the paint. Hunter Kikafer misses. Sandman reaches and grabs it inside. About the end, called on Hanover. That'll send Axel up to the free throw line to take two. Sandman, he's already at a double-double. 12 rebounds on the game. 14 points. Here he goes up to the free throw line. Foul called on Brody Solacek, his first personal. Both teams in double bonus with 64 seconds in the third period. Free throw on the way and through the netting for Logan Sandman. Logan Sandman came in this matchup 40-73 on the year, shooting just a touch over 50%. Axel has the lead again by two over Hanover. Sandman, his next one on the way. A sharp bounce off the front rim. Rebound by Solacek. Down the floor, left wing, pump fake. Slices to his right. Pass to Mine. Mine turns around to the Emporia logo. He'll dribble. Now to Jack Bruna. He attacks against Schmidt. Passes it right. Solacek, Bruna. Here's a three straight up. Missed. Rebounded by Sandman. 13 boards on the game for him. Down the floor. Fast break. Shaughnessy. He'll kick it opposite side. Schmidt. Now a hook into Sandman. One on three. He is fouled. That'll send Sandman up the line. And now this is where Sandman can really take advantage of his height. Every time he gets the ball inside, he is working one on three. Well, at the end of the day, he's still 6'6", and the other guys are only 6'3", 6'4". So he's still got a big height advantage. Sandman, his next free throw on the way here, and good. Unfortunately, you can't add up the heights of all the 6'3s to guard a 6'6". Sandman, his next free throw here on the way, bounces off the front rim and rebounded by Jack Bruna. Mine on the right wing, high out. He dribbles to his right. Pass to Cohurst. Cohurst, opposite, near corner. Solacek drives in, uses the board. He's got an and one. Kedrick, Brody Solacek, excuse me, here picks up his first points of the game. Third personal foul now here against Logan Sandman. Bill Leibarger will come out. Satan Hine will step back in for Axel. It's a one-point game, 13 seconds to go in the third period. This is the tie. Brody Solacek, the 5'11 junior, here at the charity stripe. His first one on the way, and it's off to the right. He misses his only free throw. Down the floor, after the glass being cleared by Detweiler, Shaughnessy underneath, foul called. That's coming against Hanover. Shaughnessy will go up to the line and take a pair. With 7 seconds to go in this third quarter, it's 45-44. Axel over Hanover, calling Shaughnessy up to the line for a pair. Here's the substitution for Hanover. They'll check in Hunter Kikafer, in for Cooper Bruna, and Bill Leibarger will look to step in for Axel, probably in for Logan Sandman. We'll see. And that's what they take out. DeSantis will go to the bench with three fouls. First free throw for Shaughnessy off miss. Shaughnessy at the charity stripe this season, over 72 made. Here's free throw on the way. It rolls in. He goes one of two. 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Two-point game. Axel ahead. Hanover. Mine. Post up a three. It's off the heel. And Axel will have the lead to enter the fourth quarter. Still up by two, just like they had the lead at half. It's 46-44. Axel over Hanover. Class 1 Division 2 state title. We're back at a tight 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Smoking Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
Kansaland Radio.
We begin the fourth quarter here. Axel looking for their road to glory, presented by the Giant Mobile and JBN Telephone Company. Your road to glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hanover down by two to Axel, 46-44. 7:50 to go, start of the fourth quarter. Mine drives, right block, missed, rebounded by Shaughnessy. Now Axel's in a lot of foul trouble here. Sandman and Shaughnessy both with three, Leibarger four, Schmidt with two, Detweiler two, and Heinen with two as well. So you gotta keep it low here on the foul count. Schmidt, baseline, ball, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Hanover. Hanover really has no one here in much fear of fouling out other than Tanner Brunen with four. He's back on the court for Hanover to start this fourth quarter. Inbound play, Detweiler for Axel, bounce passes, Sandman turns it short corner, Detweiler kicks out, Clayton Heinen fires the three, and it's nothing but net for the 5'10 junior. He only had two threes coming in the postseason. He's got two here in this state championship game. That is a winner right there. Who wants to get a state title? Right now, Hanover with it. Cooper Bruna, he'll fly a three. It'll be missed. Sandman picks up his 16th rebound of the game. He's 16-16 across the board, points and boards. 49-44. Axel over Hanover. And there is a flying ball that just came right past me. Ball knocked out of bounds. Axel turns it over. 6:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Here on the game so far, Hanover has turned the ball over eight times. Axel as well, here nine now. Cohurst, mind the top of the arc. Jab steps right, dribbles that way. Right elbow, now to Bruna. He'll dribble in, side step, takes it out. Bruna, half behind. Jack Bruna will fly a three. It's toward the rim. Picked up by Tanner Bruna off the rebound. He's got a jumper short corner. Missed. Cooper Bruna, he misses as well. Underneath, it's rebounded by Detweiler. Hanover continues to struggle from the field. They shoot 35% in the game. Axel, they've shot 38%. Sandman, here's a long three for him. Miss, rebounded underneath by Braylon Mine. Big man was looking to take a three. Cooper Bruna drives in, and he goes in for two. Cooper Bruna has had himself an impressive game. Now 19 total points to lead Hanover for the 5'10 sophomore, looking to pick up his first ever state championship. At the top of the arc, Heinen strikes it left to Schmidt. Zipped in to Sandman. Now Schmidt's on a handoff, and what a setup for Axel as Schmidt cuts it off the pass by Sandman. 5-point lead for Axel, 5:48 to go in the fourth period. Drive inside, and Cowers has the end one. Cager Cowers, his first points of the game for the 5'8 junior guard, who averages 9.5 points a game, 4.1 rebounds a game. He's 62% from the charity stripe this season. Here he takes his first free throw of the match, and it's through. 51-49, Axel up by two with 5:40 to go in the game. Schmidt, high out right wing. He looks to his left, zips it to Detweiler. Inside, Shaughnessy, left block, sixer from the basket, flies it out to Heinen. Heinen kicks it left. Detweiler, inside setup, Sandman to the basket. He misses. Rebound by Mime. Down the floor. Bruna, left wing, drives inside. One-on-one on Shaughnessy. And 23 goes over the top of 23 to score. Jack Bruna over Shaughnessy. It's a 51 all game. We're deadlocked at 5:12 in the fourth. Foul called far sideline. First personal foul and first team foul here at the fourth quarter on Hanover. It's called on Cager Covers for his first foul of the game. And the first time out taken by Axel, not just of the state championship, but of the entire state tournament here for him. 5:12 to go in the fourth period. 51-51. We're deadlocked. Hanover Axel, Class 1 Division 2 Boys State Championship down here at White Auditorium in Emporia. 30 seconds aside. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell. Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Kansaland Radio.
We are deadlocked at 51 all in a TVL matchup between two teams in the state championship here, Hanover and Axtell. Two teams from the Twin Valley League. Same for the girls' side, that's the follow, Lynn and Hanover. Hanover would love to get a boys' and girls' sweep. Axtell would like to go back-to-back here on the boys' side for Class 1 and Division 2. 5-12 to go in this game, 51-all. Axtell has the ball, Sandman takes a three, Shaughnessy, he misses, rebound by Mine. Shaughnessy now on the game, 1 of 6 outside the arc. Mine, right block, bounce passes in the paint, Tanner Bruna, he misses. Shaughnessy, the board, down the floor, Detweiler. To the right, Shaughnessy looks to set up Sandman inside. He gets wide open to the basket. Logan Sandman here on the game, 16 rebounds, 18 points. 4:43 to go in the fourth quarter, 53-51, Axtell over Hanover. Tanner Bruna in the cave, bounce pass inside, looking for the backdoor action. He gets it to Kedrick Covers. What a pass from the top of the key. 4:30 to go in the fourth quarter, 53-all. Axtell has it. Sandman trips, gets himself back up on his foot. Now with it, Sandman, far short corner, drives inside, floats it, he's fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Again, as I said, coming out of that timeout, these are two teams from the Twin Valley League. Hanover finished 9-1 the TVL. Axtell 10-0, they've won the TVL league now back-to-back seasons. Axtell, they won the TVL championship 3 straight years in a row, but were apprehended this year in it by Hanover by a very dominating 75-48. But actually, they won the last meeting against Hanover 65-62. Of course, then in that game, they had a fully healthy Shaughnessy and Sandman, and here they have the same tonight. Sandman here at the free throw line looking to take his first free throw on this set of attempts. His first one is bounced off the front rim. Sandman here now on the game from the free throw line, 4 of 8, 50% on the season. He's over 50%. 44 made free throws on the year. His second one missed a tap, goes up, and it's in the netting. Axtell has the lead by one. 54-53, 4:14 to go in the fourth period. Right wing, high out. Covers, dribbles in to the paint, and he finishes at the lead change. Hanover, the eighth of the game. They take the lead by one, and now a turnover. Hanover takes it away. Here's some momentum. Joe Leibarger looking to check back in for Axtell. Jack Bruna drives in. He's stopped by Sandman down the floor. Axtell fast break. They turn it over. Mine. Now it's a Shaughnessy, and then a jump ball. We'll see who this possession arrow points to. It's going to go to Axtell, so Axtell keeps it anyway. With 3:45 to go in the fourth period. The block by Sandman isn't in vain. Axtell will have it. But again, 3:45 to go in the game. 54-55, Hanover up by one over the Eagles. Detweiler at the timeline, sidesteps left, passes Shaughnessy. He's on the wing, now to Schmidt. He'll drive to Shaughnessy's spot, left wing, now Leibarger. To the seam at the top of the arc, Shaughnessy to the right to Detweiler. That was his season there with 8.7 points a game. He dribbles it up to the top of the timeline. Leibarger, Sandman inside. He takes the lead for Axtell. 9 lead changes in this game. Axtell 56, Hanover 55, 3:16 to go in the fourth period. Covers drives down the right wing, kicks out. Here's a three. Nothing but net for Cooper Bruna. Cooper Bruna, 3 threes on this game. He's also got 22 points. Sandman underneath. He couldn't finish the bunny. He's got the rebound, though. He'll fight back up to the basket. He'll throw it up, and a foul is called. That'll put Sandman up to the free throw line to shoot two. Hanover unhappy about it. That'll be Hanover's third personal now in the fourth quarter. 13th foul, excuse me. Second personal, though, for Cager Coers. Sandman can tie this game as Axel's down by two here. 58-56. 2:56 to go in the game. Sandman's first free throw is off the heel. Sandman taking a deep breath here. Hands on his hips. His teammates encouraging him. A couple of hands. Taps. Now Sandman, his next free throw is drained. And Jason Sinan will take his second timeout of the game. Both teams with three remaining. 2:56 to go in this game. 58-57. It's Hanover over Axel on the boys class 1A Division II state championship. Two TVL teams going at it. We'll take 30 seconds aside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
An attendance of over 1,000 down here at White Auditorium in Emporia. 2:56 to go in the fourth frame. 58-57. Hanover over Axel. Here in the final 3 minutes of this game, Axel here on the floor. Schmidt, Leibarger, Shaughnessy, Sandman, Zettweiler. But Hanover works it right to left down the dial. Handling it is Cohorst, Braylon Mine to his left. Cooper Bruna. Jack Bruna. And on the far left corner, Tanner Bruna, who's got four fouls. Ball knocked out of bounds. Tanner will throw it back in. Far sideline. Mime, half court, picks it up. Stares down to his right. Now looks to his left. Right-hand dribble, exchanges to the left. One-on-one on Colin Shaughnessy. Two of the best players in Class 1 Division 2. One-on-one against each other. Mime on the right block. Bounce passes Cohers. Kicks it back out to the top to Mime. No shot clock. Hanover is going to look to slow things down here. Slow this tempo down. Shot selection is going to really matter here. The final 2:20 to go. 1 point lead still here for Hanover over Axel. Mine dribbles, kicks it down, far corner. Bruna dribbles up, right wing, back against the defender, bounce passes back to Mine. Hanover has nearly wasted 45 seconds here on this possession. And a timeout taken by head coach Corey Jensen, Hanover. That'll be their third timeout taking the game. They have two remaining. Axel's got three. It's 58-57. Hanover over Axel with 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter here in this state matchup. Class 1 in Division 2. We'll go ahead and keep things here. It's important to note that these two teams have a lot of chemistry against each other. You talk about the last 8 years when you had Hanover dominating basketball and football, and then you switch it over, and then Axel wins four straight state championships on the football side, including winning a state track, state football, and basketball last year, incredibly dominating all of boys sports in this low class. Hanover finally got the revenge this year against Axel, not just in the regular season, but in the sub-state championship where they beat Axel, and then they'd go on and win the 2025 state class title and the Class 1 Division 2 state championship on the football side. And, of course, you look over here on the basketball side of things, it's been no different. Hanover, Axel, they've been the two top teams of the class. You wouldn't have been surprised if it could have been where Axel could have been on the other bracket in football. These two teams could have also met in the state championship there as well. These are two of the best boys rosters in the entire class, and they are duking it out here. 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the fourth period. 58-57, Hanover over Axel. Sideline pass in, Coers, Bruna. Now to Braylon Mine at half court. He looks to his right, dribbles that way, bounce pass to Tanner Bruna. On the right wing, now to Kadrick Coers. Hanover has spent over a minute on this offensive possession. This is exactly what they want here. They want to take as much time as possible, get a nice shot up, get a nice one possession lead here over Axel as Mine dribbles in. Looks to kick it out. It's nearly turned over, but it's pinbound around from Jack Bruna into the hands of Kadrick Coers. This offensive possession has been a minute 15 for Hanover. Kadri Coers drives left lane, dribbles around the arc, and back out at the top of half court. Hanover has nearly went 2 minutes on this possession, and finally a foul by Schmidt. This is really smart on Hanover. Axel, they still have two more fouls to get, but they know Axel is going to be desperate here, and they have lots of players and hefty foul trouble. 1:15 to go in the fourth quarter. 58-57, Hanover over Axel. Clayton Heinen's going to come in for Joe Leibarger. I think the strategy is here that Axel knows they're going to have to foul, so they need some guys in there that have some low foul counts. Heinen's only got two. Heinen's 1-on-1 on Braylon Mine. Wouldn't be so surprised if he fouled him here in the next couple seconds. Mine, he's fouled by Heinen, so that's the exact strategy they did. Heinen says, okay, Heinen, I'm going to put you in, and you're going to go 1-on-1 on Braylon Mine, their leading point guard, and you're going to pick up some fouls here. Try to get us a turnover. 66 seconds to go in this game. Heinen nearly takes it over. He's right behind now. Mine, as Mine barely keeps it alive. He is getting some high pressure. Sutweiler steals it from him, and they get a foul at half court. Oh, my gosh. There's about an inch and a half of difference there between what could have been a steal for a lead changer and a foul. And they're going to actually get that on Clayton Heinen. So I don't think that Detweiler swatted him at all. He would have had that steal, but Heinen got too physical at half court. 58 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. A one-point lead. High pressure is being applied at half court. Corey Jensen's got to call a timeout for Hanover. Get his team adjusted. Hanover has owned this possession for now 2 minutes. Up by one, 58-57 over Axel in the Class 1A Division 2 state championship. We'll take 30 seconds aside. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JVM Cell Phone Company. Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student-athletes. Good luck at State.
Kansaland Radio.
Final 54 seconds in regulation. 58-57. Hanover over Axel. Boys, Class 1 Division 2 state championship. Hanover has it. They have had this possession for the last 2 minutes, but it's nearly stolen by Colin Shaughnessy before he has to have a foul. That'll be Shaughnessy's fourth foul of the game. So he is in foul trouble. Sandman's got three. Leibarger's got four. Schmidt has three. Heinen's got four. But now it's double bonus, so finally Axel can maybe get Hanover off this possession. Bruna here at the free throw line. His first take is in the basket. It's a two-point game now. Clayton Heinen will come out. Leibarger will step back in. Shaughnessy, Detweiler, Sandman, Schmitz all out here for Axel in the final 53 seconds. Jack Bruna takes the free throw. It's missed. It's rebounded by Mine. Hanover has it. Left wing and a foul quickly by Shaughnessy. That's the last thing you could have wanted if you were Axel. You were excited for a second when Bruna missed the free throw. But when Mine made that rebound, this game is only a two-point contest. But that's what you got to look at it here if you're Axel. You can't see it as a big deficit with 50 seconds to go in this fourth frame. Here with Hanover. At the free throw line is Braylon Mine. In the middle between the post and the block, the high post and the block, is Jack Bruna and Tanner Bruna, opposite from each other. Mine, his first free throw, goes through the netting with these. Kadri Coers and Cooper Bruna, half court for Hanover. It's a three-point game. If Mine can hit this next one, it'd make it a four-point contest with 49 seconds to go. Mine, his second free throw, on the way. It bounces off, it's rebounded by Detweiler. And a foul at the end called on Hanover. That'll be their fourth foul. That is on Jack Bruna, his third personal, team's fourth. Hanover with one timeout remaining, Axel with three. 47 seconds to go in the fourth period. 60-57, Hanover over Axel. Bill Leibauger will look to toss it in. He's looking to his right now. He finds it to Schmidt. At half court, Schmidt dribbles to his left, kicks it out to Detweiler. Passes Sandman to the basket. He drives. He loses the ball. It's out. It's picked up in the paint by Hanover. They're going to hold on to it. And now, down the floor. It's mine. He's fouled. But there is a player injury on the floor for Hanover. Slow to get up is Kadri Kovars as he will limp on the right leg to get to the bench, but a foul also called here on Axel. That'll send Hanover up to the free throw line for two. Hanover can really separate this game here at the charity stripe. Axel's huddled in the midcourt logo right now, Emporia. 31 seconds to go. It's 60-57. Hanover over Axel. Axel has led 70% of this game. Mime, if he can get one free throw in, it makes it a two-possession game. Two free throws in would make it a five-point game. His first one on the way is missed the right side. That's huge. If he'll miss both, Axel will only be down by three. Everyone here for Hanover is back at half court or farther. Mine, his next free throw is in. He'll go one of two. It's a four-point game. Axel down the floor. Detweiler, short corner. Sandman, timeout called by head coach Jason Tynan with 25 seconds to go in this game. It's 61-57. Hanover over Axel. Class 1A Division 2 state title here in Emporia White Auditorium. We're going to go ahead and take 30 seconds aside. Be back here after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Kansaland Radio.
25 seconds to go in the fourth period. Hanover 61, Axel 57. Hanover has had a very solid fourth quarter. They have scored in this fourth quarter 13 points. Take that back, 17 points. Axel, they have only scored 11. But Hanover has definitely dominated the time of possession. They have a nice job winding the clock down, but Axel has it. Clock set. Landon Schmidt, right side under the glass. He's got Leibauger and Detweiler on the block. Schmidt is looking off to his right side. He passes left. Bill Leibauger, and a foul is called on Hanover. That'll be their fifth foul, and that will put Leibauger up to the line to shoot two. It'd be right here, Leibauger can hit both of these. On the season, he is only 13-27 from the charity stripe, shooting 48%. His first one is bounced off the heel. Second foul of the game also against Hunter Kikafer. Both teams in double bonus, 24 seconds to go. 4-point lead for Hanover for Axel. He'd like to hit at least one of these free throws. If you're Leibauger, his second free throw is missed and rebounded by Jack Bruna. And Hanover foul will go up to the line to shoot two. Hanover has dominated the free throw line this game. They came in this quarter 11 of 17. They continue to strike at the free throw line. And if there's been any difference in this game, it has been truly fouls and free throws. As Jack Runa, his first one on the way and through the netting. A 5-point lead now for Hanover over Axel with 22 seconds to go in the fourth frame. As Bill Leibauger comes out for the first time, Axel puts in Abram Kostel, the 5'10 senior. Next free throw on the way, missed by Bruna. It's a 5-point game. Detweiler drives, loses the ball, top arc. Abram Kostel, 15 seconds to go. Detweiler scrambles. Axel pulls the three, hits it, It's a two-point game, 8 seconds to go. Timeout by Jason Tynan. Wyatt Detweiler coming up with a huge three on the left seam to make it a two-point game with 8 seconds on the board. That's plenty of time to potentially, one, either get a steal, or two, get a foul, and hope Hanover either only hits one at the free throw line or misses both. This is a big opportunity for Axel. Hanover this season, they've shot 64% from the free throw line. It's going to come down to it most likely. So far in this game, they have been very efficient from the free throw line, shooting over 65%. If you're Hanover, you're probably looking to try to inbound this ball into Braylon Mine, the statistical best free throw shooter on the team. You're either looking for him or Cooper Bruna. You find one of those faces, you throw it into him. If you're Axel, you'd love to pick up the steal here. If not, you want to get that rebound. They've added on 0.9 seconds. So that pretty much rounds us up to 9 seconds to go in this game. 62-60, Hanover or Axel, and the boys class 1A Division II state title. In the final moments, Axel has out on the floor Clayton Heinen, Landon Schmitz, Abram Postel, Wyatt Detweiler, and Logan Sandman. Colin Shaughnessy's not out on the floor right now. They're going to try to save him as he's got four fouls. They don't want him to foul. Heinen will come in. He'll pick up the foul. That'll be his fifth. Heinen has now fouled out. Joe Leibarger will sub in for him, and Colin Shaughnessy still here on the bench. So coming up to the free throw line with Braylon Mime. 8 seconds to go. 62-60. Hanover over Axel. Everyone's retreated here for Hanover. Free throw on the way for Mime. He hits. If he hits the second one, it's a two-possession game. And if you're Hanover, Corey Jensen, you want to tell your team not to foul. Axel, down by three right now, 8 seconds to go. Mine at the free throw line. Here trying to go two for two. His second one on the way. He brings it down. It's a four-point game, 7 seconds to go. Detweiler, pump fake, fires a three, misses. Sandman underneath, they get a foul, and Hanover is ecstatic. That'll be on Hanover. 64-60, the Hanover Wildcats, with 0.9 seconds to go, have officially won the Class 1A Division II state championship. All Hanover has to do is not foul, take out a lawn chair and relax. They have done it. They have picked down the reigning defending champs of last year, Axel. The official final score to be decided as Bruna's got two at the free throw line. His first one is through. Hanover is in all excitement. 65-60. Jack Bruna's next one is in. Two for two. 66-60. Hanover wins over Axel in the boys' class 1A Division II state championship. Down here at Light Auditorium in Emporia. What a rivalry, what a matchup. Incredible two teams that have fought so hard in the last 5 months in football and basketball. It comes down to a state title decided by Hanover. 66-60. We'll take a step aside for our postgame and player of the game. Here, you're listening. The Giant Communication, the JBN Suffo Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
There's no substitute for experience. This is especially true when it comes to agriculture. You've got to have roots in agriculture to be able to offer worthwhile advice to someone who makes their living making things grow. At Elk State Bank in Seneca, we have years of ag lending experience. Whether it be a real estate loan, livestock loan, equipment loan, operating loan, or simply a line of credit, we are here for you. Visit our website at elkstatebank.com. We are your rural financial partner, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Grid Network. You're listening to the Giant Communications, Vivian Cell Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. We've come to a final here in our contest down here at White Auditorium. Class 1 Division 2 Boys State title. Hanover comes up victorious over Axel, 66-60. As Axel will finish up as the runner-up, they just got their ribbons, or their medals, and as well as their plaque right now at Hanover. That is currently being honored, but let's go over this game. Actually, they got on a dominant early start, 21-10 over Hanover, and Hanover responded with a solid second quarter, outscoring Axel 17-8 going into the half, only down by two, 29-27. Both teams would equal each other out at 17 points scored in both the third, going into the fourth and final quarter, 46-44, with Axel again still ahead by two, and the game would remain pretty much tight until about 3 minutes left to go in the game. It would be 58-57, and Hanover would do one of the smartest things I've really seen by a team, and they would just be patient, and they held a possession for 2 minutes. It was 2 minutes, 57 seconds when they had the offensive possession. They didn't get rid of it until about 54 seconds left on the clock to go in the game. Still only up by one as Jack Bruno, he went up to the free throw line. He canned one. But Axel, unfortunately, they just couldn't hit some shots there at the end of the stretch, and it really came down to fouls and free throws. You look at this game, Hanover, they went 19 of 29 from the free throw line, shooting 65%. While Axel, they finished the game going 11 of 19, going 57%. Axel had a lot of fouls early in the game, got an early foul trouble. And again, when you struggle with those fouls, when you hurry yourself up, when you get a little physical, things can change. There's a 1 point in the game where Axel could have maybe taken the lead at half court. Detweiler had a near steal, but unfortunately, Heinen got a little pushy on the back side and what could have prevented a Detweiler pick up and take all the way to the basket, and with 50 seconds to go, it would have been a 59-58 game. Really, what I'm trying to say, you play these teams 10 times over, you're seeing both these teams probably win 5 out of those games. These two are the best to do it on both football and basketball in this classification. It shows, that's why they met here in this state championship. Real quick, let's run over final numbers here from Emporia. Looking over at Hanover with 4 steals in the game, 2 blocks, 8 turnovers, 10 assists, 66 points, 34 total rebounds, 7 offensive, 19 of 20 at the free throw line, 5 of 18 from the 3, and 21 of 44, 54 from the field. And for Axel, 3 steals, 1 block, 11 turnovers, 16 assists, 60 total points, 26 fouls, 40 rebounds, out-rebounding Hanover 40-34 with 7 offensive, 11 of 19 free throw line, 7 of 22 outside the arc, and 20 of 52 from the field. Both teams hitting 51 shots from the field on the game. Some numbers here as well. Cooper Bruna, he led Hanover with 22 points and 3 rebounds, 1 steal, with 3 of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from outside the arc, and 8 of 17 from the field. But usually the player of the game here goes to the winning team, but here I'm going to give it to the Axles, Logan Sandman. He'll win the player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers Stamp Bank in Onega with Smolin and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit FingerFarmers.com. Sandman, what a heck of a game as he'll return for his senior season. But he went 8 of 15 from the field, 6 of 11 at the free throw line. He had 18 total rebounds to lead all rebounding in the game. And he had 22 points to tie the total scoring of the game, having the best stat line of anybody, also leading tonight in assists out of everyone. So leading with assists of 5, points 22, and rebounds 18, and with free throws with 6. It's a clear-cut answer that Logan Sandman is your player of the game. And again, this has been our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoor Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Axel is the runner-up in Class 1 Division 2. Finishing the year at 27-2, and Hanover moves to 28-1 as they win the state title in the class at 66-60. Here, the victory over Axel. Again, a thank you for everyone who's tuned in the broadcast this year across all of our stations as we are wrapping up all of our state play here today on a Saturday. From Kirk Kilman back in studio here, Crittenden Prophet down at White Auditorium in Emporia. Thank you for listening.